This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 9th. God's word for you today is, "You fix it." Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 6, verse 37, and it says, Jesus said, "You do it. Fix supper for them." They replied, "Are you serious? You want us to go spend a fortune on food for their supper?" Whenever God brings people into your life, their problem becomes your responsibility. Sometimes it feels like, "But God, I was not even there when they caused the problem for themselves." However, they are in your life now. Many married couples do not want to take on the problem of their spouses. In a marriage, it should be obvious that your problems are joint problems because you committed to it. You said, "Until death do us part, your people will be my people." Remember all those sweet things you said, but now they are seeing problems and they are telling their spouse to take their problems and go. How? It is your responsibility, and it cascades to every other kind of relationship. If you operate by this, you will be so powerful, so anointed, and you will walk in the miraculous. Why? It is because God will bring people into your life that have problems and need solutions. And guess what? It means God will have to resource you to solve their problem. But you first have to understand and own the fact that when God brings people into your life, their problem becomes your responsibility. If God brings people that have financial problems into your life, guess what is going to happen? God will have to resource you financially to solve their problems. If God brings people that have spiritual problems into your life, guess what's going to happen? God will have to resource you spiritually to solve their problems. It is called the anointing. Most times, we think to be anointed is just to have power. Being anointed is not just to have power. It is to have power to help people. God said, "I have heard the cry of my people, so I am going to send you Moses to solve their problem." Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. Please read. When God brings people into my life, their problems become my responsibility. That is the path to greatness. Who are the people that God has brought into your life that you are trying to get rid of? God is saying to you, do not do that. For some, it is even your spouse that you are trying to get rid of. God says, do not do it. His problem has become your problem. Her problem has become your problem. But she has a big mouth, Lord. It has become your problem. The disciples procrastinated and passed the buck. We procrastinate and pass the buck. We worry. The disciples worried, where are we going to get this much food? They must have consulted Judas to analyze the resources required because he was good with numbers. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and capacity to accept and embrace these truths that when you bring people into my life, their problem becomes my responsibility. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.